Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
She's Laura. We're not in Taichung, Laura.
No. Where are my flowers?
I left them in Taichung. That's my story
did?
And I'm sticking to it. Absolutely. No, we didn't go to Taichung to the Flora Expo because we're here working, but our friends Maggie and Josie, they are in Taichung, and you will remember that yesterday they were going into the Flora Expo, which is held once every 4 years. This year, it's down there in Taichung. They have a leopard cat mascot. They have wonderful plants and flowers. So if you're a nature lover, if you love to see beautiful flowers, or just love leopard cat mascots, there's something there to do. But here's the good news. Today, Maggie and Josie are still in Taichung, but they're kind of, branching out. They're going away from the Flora Expo to see some of the other cool stuff they have down there in Tai Middle.
Oh, okay.
Taichung, Tai Middle.
Oh, Taichung.
Because it's the big middle, the middle country. It's the, I guess, the third city, right?
Oh,
Taipei,
that's
Kaohsiung,
true.
Taichung. It's a
and
great town.
Tainan.
And there's
Tainan.
Tai South. There's Tai South as well. This is
okay.
Tai Middle, and they're having a great time. But they're leaving the Flora Expo. So let's see what they get up to today on their wonderful Taichung adventure.
Discover Taiwan.
Explore Taichung, Flora Expo, and National Taichung Theater. The next day, Maggie and Josie are at the National Taichung Theater.
What did you think of the expo?
I felt really inspired to go green. So, where are we now?
We're at the National Taichung Theater. A Japanese architect, Ito Toyo, designed it.
That's so cool. Wait, do you hear that?
Ito designed the building so people could listen to it. You can hear different sounds all around the building.
Are we going to watch a show later?
We don't have time today, but we can go to the roof and look at the city's views.
Maggie and Josie are on the roof.
I didn't know Taichung was so much fun.
Don't forget, there's lots of delicious food too.
Speaking of food, do you want to get a quick snack?
You read my mind. I know a great place for some afternoon tea.
What did you think of the expo? How's the expo? Did you like it? Do you have any comments about the expo? Don't forget, there's lots of delicious food too. There's lots of delicious food to try too. You can also try lots of delicious food here.
Word power!
Design. Design. Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings. Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings. Show. Show. Do you want to go out and see a show tonight? Do you want to go out and see a show tonight? Roof, roof. Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Delicious, delicious. This cake is delicious. Can I have some more? This cake is delicious. Can I have some more?
So, our setup sentence, the sentence that tells us what's going on in today's dialogue, reads, "The next day, Maggie and Josie are at the National Taichung Theater."
Wow.
Ooh, they might be seeing a concert or a play or even an opera. They're at the theater. It's going to be great.
Okay, 所以这时候呢，我们来到了隔天。Maggie 跟 Josie 他们是在台中的歌剧院 Taichung Theater 国家歌剧院。Oh, too bad. I thought they were going to, you know, go and find out more about that leopard cat.
Well, that's true, but you can only take so many flowers before you want to see something else. But
true.
They're still talking about the Flora Expo. So Maggie asks her friend Josie, "What did you think of the expo? What did you think? What is your opinion? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Tell me, I want to know."
Okay, Maggie 这时候呢还是在聊到昨天他们去的地方，说你觉得花博怎么样呢？
Okay, so Josie says something interesting. She says, "I felt really inspired to go green." Wow, that's interesting. Go green. So she's not turning green.
No.
She's not turning into a frog, or she doesn't feel really sick. What she means is she felt inspired. She kind of got these ideas and this new motivation, this new drive in her life to go green, to become more environmentally friendly and more environmentally aware. In other words, to take care of nature and the earth more. So she learned a lot. I thought she'd kind of say, "I like pretty flowers." But no, Josie is a much deeper person than that. So, of course, she likes the pretty flowers, but she learned a lot, and it inspired her to take care of the earth more. That's fantastic.
That's great, Josie.
Yeah, so she'll recycle and reuse and not pollute and stuff like that. Good stuff. But then she wants to move on to today's activities. So Josie asks Maggie, "So where are we now?" Josie obviously does not live in Taichung.
Okay, 我们来看一下 Josie, 她其实对于昨天的花博，她觉得她受到了 inspired, 启发，受启发的，我们可以用到这个形容词。不过这时候她说了一个很有趣的，她说她想要 go green, 这里不是表示她要变成绿巨人或什么的，她是表示她要开始保护环境 to be more environmentally friendly.OK, 那这时候呢他很想知道 Where are they? OK, 他们到底在什么地方、
hmm.
OK, we all know the answer to that.
We do?
Yeah,
we Oh, it's in the、
read.
Article. Oh,、yeah. OK, so she's looking around. She's in a strange kind of place. It's not your average street, this is for sure. But she sees this probably really big building and she doesn't know what it is. So that's why she says, "Where are we now?" And Maggie tells her, "We're at the National Taichung Theater." Ah, they're at a theater. So yes, that would be a big building. And this would be a big building that probably looks kind of unusual, not like your typical office building or something like that. The National Taichung Theater. And Maggie says, a Japanese architect, Ito Toyo, designed it. Ooh, it's probably very interesting.
Okay, so Maggie 呢就说啊，其实我们就是在台中国家歌剧院，刚刚有提到吧，一位日本的建筑师的英文就是 architect. Notice the pronunciation of ch is sound like a k sound. Architect. Okay, 那就是伊东丰雄 Ito Toyo. Okay, 他设计了这座建筑物。
That's right. An architect is someone who designs buildings. And, you know, this building is probably, as I said, not your typical square box with windows in it. It's probably very interesting. And here we also have our first word power word. When we talk about architects and making new things, we often use the verb design. D-E-S-I-G-N, design.All right, to design, this verb is basically to draw or think of or put something down on paper that's never been done before. You're kind of given the responsibility of how it looks, how it works, its ultimate end function, and its ultimate ending look. So architects design buildings. Engineers might design new machines. Scientists design things. This is something that comes from their imagination, but they also use a lot of practical knowledge and skills about making something work. You could design an airplane out of paper, but it probably wouldn't work. So if you design it well, you'll make sure that in the end, once you actually build it, it will work. But the design part is the first part. When you imagine it, and draw it down and kind of get all the basic ideas on paper. That's how you design. Notice, design is D-E-S-I-G-N, but it's design, not design. So you don't actually say that G sound at all. Our example sentence reads, Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings. Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings in London, like St. Paul's Cathedral and St. Martin's in the Fields. Lovely churches.
Design 就是设计，那设计师很简单，后面接 ER, designer. Okay, so you can design clothes. I've wanted to do that before.
Have you?
Yeah, but okay, I'm teaching now. Okay, and you can also design furniture.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, I think IKEA does a great job designing furniture. Okay, or even a book's cover, okay? Now, of course, you can also design shoes. For example, the shoes are designed to keep your feet warm and dry.
So
设计其实可以设计各式各样的事情，刚刚有提到可以设计衣服啦，或者是鞋子。那回到刚刚的例句提到，就是 Christopher Wren 他是以设计许多美丽建筑出名。 Sir Christopher Wren.
He was a sir, yeah, he worked for a long time, designed a lot of modern London that we know today. So, very well done for him. Anyways, back to our dialogue. Josie says, that's so cool. So it's cool, the building looks cool. The fact that a Japanese architect designed it, that also is cool and interesting. But then something happens to get Josie's attention, and she says, wait, do you hear that? So she hears something, and she's asking Maggie if she also hears the same strange noise.
Oh, okay. So 这时候 Josie 先说好酷哦。不过这时候她说等等，你有听见吗？
Is it the growl of a leopard cat that's coming to eat them? No, leopard cats. Those are back at the Flora Expo. So what is this sound they hear as they're standing by the National Taichung Theater? Well, Maggie explains, Ito designed the building so people could listen to it. You can listen to the building.
Right.
That's very weird. You can hear different sounds all around the building. So I get the feeling you don't even have to go inside, or if you are inside, you can hear things. What a strange thing. What a cool design.
That's smart.
Ito Toyo came up with. Very impressive.
好聪明哦，而且很有创意， very creative. Ito 设计这些建筑物呢，让人可以怎么样？聆听它。你可以在建筑物的四周听见不同的声音哦。
All right, well, Josie asks, are we going to watch a show later? So they're at a theater.
Right.
It's the natural thing to do. Are we going to watch a show later? Probably later this evening. Is there a concert or a play or something like that?
That's true. They might as well. They're at the theater.
Sure.
Okay, 这时候 Josie 就说我们等一下去看场表演吗？这里呢我们先要停一下，因为 be going to 这个未来式的问句以及答句，这是我们今天 Magic Box 老师要跟大家分享的哦。 Let's check it out.
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，我就是 Instagram 上追随者破亿的超级巨星小石强森。身为一名大家都喜爱的电影明星，我的一举一动都受到关注，媒体朋友们也都很在意我的下一步要做些什么。大家都在问我
When are you going to release your next movie? 什么时候会有下一部电影啊？
啊，你的光头这么美，你有考虑进军美发界吗？
Are you going to start a hairdressing business?
你那么强壮，可以教教我怎么练吗？ Are you going to open your own gym? 想要开健身房吗？哇，一路从橄榄球员变成摔跤选手，又变成超级巨星，只能说我的下一步怎么变？哈哈哈，真心没有人知道啊。要讲未来发生的事情，我们就可以用 be going to 这个用法。你可能知道我 go 有去哪里的意思，比方说呢 I'm going to school， 我要去学校。所以呢 be going to 后面再接上原形动词，你呢就可以想象它的意思就是我要去做什么事情，自然就是未来式的用法咯。比方说 I am going to play basketball， 我要去打篮球。 You are going to do your homework， 你要写你的功课。注意到呢，我们 be going to 后面接上的是原形动词。知道了 be going to 有未来式的用法，那我们该怎么使用 be going to 来造问句呢？我们呢有两种方法。首先呢，我们可以使用的是 yes or no 问句，这时候呢我们就要直接把刚刚肯定句的 be 动词拉到句首咯。例如刚刚说的要去打篮球， I am going to play basketball， 这句话呢我们就会改成 Are you going to play basketball？ 你要去打篮球吗？ Are you going to play basketball？ 回答呢我们就使用 yes or no。 Yes, I am going to play basketball，或者是呢 No, I am not。 注意到呢否定的用法呢，我们把 not 加在 be 动词之后， Yes or no 问句就是我们的第一种用法咯。第二种用法呢，我们就可以搭配疑问词来使用咯。疑问词就是 what 什么， when 何时， where 哪里， who 谁， which 哪一个，以及 how 如何。我们呢就可以用疑问词开头来引导问句，比方说呢 Where are you going to play basketball？ 你要去哪里打篮球啊？或者是呢我们可以说 Who is going to play basketball？ 谁要去打篮球啊？那答句的部分呢，如果刚刚我们的 yes or no 问句是是非题，那我们搭配疑问词的就是简答题咯。比方说刚刚的问句了， Where are you going to play basketball？I am going to play basketball at school， 我要去学校打篮球。或者是呢 Who is going to play basketball？ 谁要去打篮球啊？ Zach and I are going to play basketball。 柴克呢跟我等一下要去打篮球。 Zach and I are going to play basketball。所以复习一下咯， be going to 呢除了去哪里，它也有去做什么未来式的用法。注意到呢我们 to 后面接的是原形动词。问句的部分呢，你可以使用 yes no 问句，或者是搭配疑问词，比方说刚刚看到的 what when who where 等等来使用。这样子你有聊了吗？
And we also should pause here to have a look at our second word power wordJosie just mentioned the word show, S-H-O-W, show. All right, what is a show? Well, first of all, this word is a noun, and a show is basically a performance. If you go to see people acting, singing, dancing, anything like that live, not on film, but live, then you are going to see a show. All right, we can also call these thingsperformances. If it's music, you might call it a concert or something like that. But all of those things can be covered by using this one word, show. I went to see a show last night. What did you see? Oh, I saw an opera. Oh, I saw a musical. Oh, I saw a play. Oh, I saw a little jazz band playing in a club. Those would all be okay to call a show. For example, do you want to go out and see a show tonight? Do you want to go out and see a show tonight?To which I would say, what kind of show?
Show, 当然就是 performance, not 小猪罗志祥。
No, he is show.
Yeah,
show.
That's his English
name. Interesting, you could say
show
does shows.
Or show show.
I went to the show show last night.
Yeah, okay, 好了，我们一直在帮罗志祥这个打知名度。Show 其实是表演的意思，它是个名词，在本课当中的用法。那我们想到，哎，我可以想到就是百老汇 a Broadway show. I've always wanted to go to one of those. Have you been?
I have. I've seen a couple Broadway shows.
好厉害哦！还有音乐剧 a musical show or a puppet show. Okay, 布偶 show. Okay, 所以回到刚刚的例句，他是说今天想要一起出去并且看场表演吗？
All right. I guess the other thing is if we were talking about the show, the first show would have a big S because it's his name, right? So you won't get confused. Don't worry about that. Anyways, back to our dialogue. Maggie was answering Josie's question. Remember, Josie wanted to know, are we going to see a show? So Maggie says, we don't have time today, but we can go to the roof and look at the city's views.
Wow.
All right, well, that's not quite going to see Phantom of the Opera, but still, they can go to the roof of the concert hall, of the theater, and they can look at the city's views.
Wow.
That would be very lovely, especially at sunset.
Nice, OK. 不过很可惜 Maggie 说我们今天没有时间了，可是我们可以到屋顶去看看这座城市的景色。 And we see the word roof.
That's right. Roof is our third word power word, R-O-O-F, roof. Now, what is a roof? A roof is just the top part of a building, the outside top part of a building. So picture a building, even just a simple drawing of a house. The parts on this side would be the walls, right? They're the parts that you see when you stand on the ground and look at the building. But the part on the top, the part that keeps the sun out and the rain out, the part that birds would land on or leaves would fall on, that outside part, that would be the roof. Yes, on a drawing of a house, you might draw the roof like that. Of course, buildings come in all shapes and sizes, so do roofs. Now, remember, we're talking about the outside part, the part that the rain would hit as it falls down from the sky. If you're inside the building, the top part of a room would be the ceiling. So the ceiling would be inside. That's where the lights would hang from, for example. The roof would be the outside. Sometimes they're the same, but sometimes there's a space between a ceiling and a roof. So remember, the roof is the outside, the part that keeps the weather out. For example, Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Wow, Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Two things to say there. Be careful, Kevin, and what were you doing on the roof? So for Kevin and everyone else out there, be careful going up on the roof and just don't go on the roof.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, you could break your leg.
就是屋顶啊，为什么要上去屋顶呢？那通常可能屋顶漏水的时候，可能要修一下，是真的啦。那屋顶漏水，我们可以用 the roof is leaking. Okay, we can also use the word roof to mean like under the same roof, to mean in the same house, 就是同个屋檐下这样子的意思。Okay, 那刚刚回到例句，有点危险。Kevin 从他的屋顶摔下。摔断了他的腿。I can imagine a cat going up on the roof, but Kevin, okay. And we also saw watch or look at, okay. 我们想要知道就是看 okay, 看的英文我们常常会用 watch 或是 look at, 刚刚课文当中有提到哦。那其实要怎么区分？其实看动的东西我们可以用 watch, 静止的东西我们可以用 look at, 注视。我们举例来讲，如果看电视 ，OK, watch TV， 因为电视是动的，所以我们要用 watch。那如果你要注视一幅画，当然要用 look at。OK, for example, the girl is looking at the painting。OK, 所以这两个还是有差别的哦。那 view， 刚刚他们是不是要去看很美丽的景色呢？这就是 view 的意思。
Yeah, we can also say they're going to go on the roof to look at the scenery.Right? The view, the scenery, that lovely thing that you see stretching out from a high place would be the view or the scenery. So we cut to them being on the roof. It says Maggie and Josie are on the roof. I don't think they're going to fall off.
No.
Which is good.
Okay, 所以他们现在两位呢在台中国家歌剧院的屋顶上面。
So there they are at the end of their great day. They had a super time at the Flora Expo. The theater has been wonderful. So Josie says to Maggie, I didn't know Taichung was so much fun. Taichung is fun.
I love Taichung. Okay. So Josie, 她说、欸、我不知道台中这么好玩的。Okay. And Maggie.
Well, Maggie's kind of telling.
Yeah.
She's telling Josie that the fun is not over.
That's
not
right.
By a long shot. Maggie says, don't forget There's lots of delicious food, too. They haven't had any lunch or snacks.
I was going to say the same thing.
They must be super hungry, but don't worry because, yes, the food in Taichung is delicious.
Yummy, Taichung 美食. And also they're cheaper compared to Taipei.
Ooh, that's
Taipei's.
A good point.
Right, yeah. Okay. Delicious.
Delicious. It's our final word, power word, D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. Let's find out more. Delicious is something that tastes good. That's it. If you say something is yummy, you're saying that something is delicious. If you put it in your mouth and your brain goes, yeah, then you're eating something delicious, something that you like to eat. We can also talk about things smelling delicious. If you've ever walked by a barbecue and that smell of meat, or if you've ever walked by somewhere where they're making cookies and the cookies are still in the oven, oh, that smell is so delicious. If the smell is delicious, the food is probably delicious. If it smells good, it probably tastes good. Both of those things are delicious. But of course, generally, we're talking about what it's like once you put it in your mouth and start chewing and tasting it. For example, this cake is delicious. Can I have some more? This cake is delicious. Can I have some more?
Delicious, 就是美味的。它是个形容词 ,and Taichung food is indeed delicious.、Mm-hmm. 当然你还可以用 tasty or yummy,、mm-hmm. okay, 来表示好好吃好美味的。Okay, 那刚刚的例句提到就是 this cake is delicious, can I have some more? 这块蛋糕好美味我可以再吃一些吗 I want some more.
Mm-hmm, and that brings them to the idea of food and maybe they should get some. So Josie says, speaking of food, do you want to get a quick snack? Speaking of food just means while we're on that topic, while we're talking about that thing, while we're talking about food, let's go get some food, basically.
Okay, 所以他说说到食物你想不想要怎么样 Get a quick snack 就是快速吃一点点心呢当我们要说提到某一个话题甚至于换到某一个话题就可以用 Speaking of something 说到某个话题的意思
And Maggie does want to get a snack We know that because she says You read my mind You read my mind doesn't mean I know I can actually see your thoughtsIt just means you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We're both thinking exactly the same thing. You read my mind. I know a great place for some afternoon tea and snacks, I'm sure. Of course.
Okay. 他就说你超懂我的。Read somebody's mind, 就是猜出某人的心思,懂他的心思。这时候他就提到说我知道一个吃下午茶很棒的地方哦。对啊 I think Taichung has a lot of great afternoon tea places.、Mm-hmm. Also, bubble milk tea came
That's
from
true.
That
was invented there, wasn't it?
Right,
that's
okay.
That's what they say.
Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today. But we'll be back because、we have our wrap up.
Ooh,、right? that's right.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, well, yesterday, you'll remember, we kind of played guess the definition. You describe the word, and then the person has to tell you which of the word power words we're talking about. Today, we're going to do the synonym version of that, which basically means use a word that means almost the same thing.Now, actually, looking at some of these words today, I'm not sure if there are synonyms for some of these. We'll start with the easy ones, and maybe we'll run out of time. All right, the first one I'm going to give you is performance.
Show.
A show, a performance, a spectacle, a concert, you know, anything like that. All right, do you got one for me?
To plan or to create.
Oh, good one. To plan or to create, to design.Right? You can design a plan, you create a plan, or you plan something. We can also use that as a verb. Okay, yummy, tasty,
how-cher. Delicious.
Delicious, that's right. Delicious. The good thing about delicious is in French, it's délicieux.
Mm-hmm.
In Italian, it's delizioso.
Oh,
right, so
okay.
It's kind of the same word in lots of languages. So that's useful. You can always remember that. And I bet most people here can say delicious in Japanese, too.
Oishi.
Ah, there you go. A lot of people know that one. And the last...
Mashisoyo. That's Korean.
Is that Korean? Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. There you go. And the last word is the one that I don't know if
don't,
there's a...
I know.
The top of a building?
Yeah.
Well, if we say the top of the building, which isn't actually a synonym, it's more of a description of the word, a definition of the word. If we say top of the building, though, you guys are guessing roof. Yes, exactly right. The roof, the top of a building. So there you go. Four great words and two great days of dialogues all about Taichung. So I guess you and I and everyone watching who doesn't live in Taichung, we'll see you down at the bus station or the train station. We'll be fighting to get on that bus so we can get to the Flora Expo, see that concert, eat that food, and listen to the building.
Get the flowers.
Get the flowers. But it's the listening to the building that I'm the most interested in doing. So if you see a weird guy standing in front of a big theater in Taichung going, that'll be me.
Yeah.
So we'll see you there. Bye-bye. Take care. Be well. Mwah.
Explore Taichung, Flora Expo, and National Taichung Theater. The next day, Maggie and Josie are at the National Taichung Theater.
What did you think of the expo?
I felt really inspired to go green. So, where are we now?
We're at the National Taichung Theater. A Japanese architect, Ito Toyo, designed it.
That's so cool. Wait, do you hear that?
Ito designed the building so people could listen to it. You can hear different sounds all around the building.
Are we going to watch a show later?
We don't have time today, but we can go to the roof and look at the city's views.
Maggie and Josie are on the roof.
I didn't know Taichung was so much fun.
Don't forget, there's lots of delicious food too.
Speaking of food, do you want to get a quick snack?
You read my mind. I know a great place for some afternoon tea. Design. Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings. Christopher Wren is famous for designing many beautiful buildings. Show. Do you want to go out and see a show tonight? Do you want to go out and see a show tonight? Roof. Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Kevin fell off the roof of his house and broke his leg. Delicious. This cake is delicious. Can I have some more? This cake is delicious. Can I have some more?